In this bulletin, a police operation in Sydney's southwest to curb the spread of COVID-19. A third death in Australia linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine. And in sport, world number one Ash Barty advances to the Wimbledon final. This is SBS News. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. New South Wales police are launching a high-visibility operation across Sydney's diverse southwest this morning to ensure compliance with COVID-19 public health orders. The operation will see the deployment of an extra 100 police officers. Concerns have been raised that authorities are unfairly targeting diverse communities for rules breaches. Southwest Metropolitan Region Commander, Assistant Commissioner Tony Cook, says New South Wales Health has indicated there's a compliance issue in the area.
Health very clearly have said to us we have a difficulty in southwest Sydney. This is all about helping our community to comply. Where we do not get that compliance, we will enforce. Be very clear.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is urging people in lockdown to receive a second AstraZeneca jab within 8 weeks of their first. A 12-week gap between jabs has been recommended as the most effective way to protect people. But Mr. Morrison wants people in the worst affected areas of Sydney to get vaccinated sooner and says his recommendation is consistent with the advice of the expert immunisation panel ATAGI. The Commonwealth is set to supply 300,000 doses of vaccines for outbreak hotspots in Sydney. The Therapeutic Goods Administration says the death of a woman in Western Australia was probably linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine. The 61-year-old developed a rare blood clotting disorder after receiving the vaccine. An external group of clinical experts and consumer representatives has concluded that the timing of the woman's death and the severity of her illness makes it likely that the vaccination was the cause. The woman is the third person in Australia to die from complications from the AstraZeneca vaccine. United States President Joe Biden says the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will conclude at the end of next month. U.S. troops are being withdrawn from the country at speed as the Taliban make rapid advances in significant swathes of the country. The president says military commanders recommended a swift exit on safety grounds.
Thanks to the way in which we have managed our withdrawal, no one U.S. forces or any forces have been lost. Conducting our drawdown differently would have certainly come with an increased risk of safety to our personnel. To me, those risks were unacceptable.
Former Prime Minister John Howard has added his voice to calls for the federal government to do more to help Afghans who've assisted Australia. In an interview with SBS, he says Australia bears a moral responsibility to help Afghan interpreters and other staff who worked with Australian forces.
That is a moral obligation we have, and it was a moral obligation that was shamefully discarded many years ago when we pulled out of Vietnam, and I do not want to see a repetition of that failure in relation to Afghanistan.
In sport, Ash Barty has become the first Australian woman in 41 years to reach the final at Wimbledon. The world number one beat Angelique Kerber 6-3, 7-6 to advance. She'll battle former world number one Czech Karolina Pliskova in the final. Barty says she's honoured to be the first Australian women's finalist since her idol and mentor, Yvonne Goolagong, who won the title in 1971 and 1980.
It's a really special anniversary for Yvonne, and I couldn't be more proud to be in a position to wear an outfit inspired by her, and now to kind of give myself a chance to create some history in a way that's a tribute to her is really exciting, and I couldn't be more rapt to have that opportunity on Saturday.
Fans have been banned from Olympic venues in Tokyo. Organisers say it was the only choice given the state of emergency just declared in the Japanese capital. The emergency measure comes into effect on Monday and will last until August 22nd. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, showers and a possible storm, 19 degrees. Adelaide, possible late shower, 15. Melbourne partly cloudy 13, Hobart partly cloudy 11 degrees, Canberra a shower or 2 and 11, Wollongong rain at times 16, Sydney similar conditions 14, Newcastle much the same 15, Brisbane rain and tending to showers 19 degrees, Cairns partly cloudy 28, Darwin mostly sunny 32 degrees. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.